Philip Semper PF for the Eastern Tier. Today's date is 03-23-2026. Dictation is 4. Surrender. Kore. Kore spells K-O-R-E. Surrender spells S-U-R-E-N-D-A-R. Date of birth is 07-01-1995. 30-year-old gentleman here with neck and back pain period. Patient indicated it started yesterday after a motor vehicle accident. He indicated that he was a restrained driver when another vehicle rear-ended his. He said his vehicle is not total. Airbag was not deployed. Said he did not much pain yesterday, but today he's having pain in the lateral surface of his C-spine and lateral surface of his thoracic spine, period. He said pain does not radiate. He said pain is confined to his back and neck. Denies numbness or weakness in his upper extremities. Denies numbness or weakness in his anterior chest regions, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history is none. Past surgical history is none. Allergies, none. Medication, none. Family history, none. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph, physical exam. He's alert-oriented in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 125 over 77, pulse 77, respiration 18, temperature 97.93. Next paragraph, neck. Full range of motion with moderate discomfort of lateral rotation to the left and to the right and flexion and extension, period. There's no tenderness to the bony structures, period. Next paragraph, upper extremity strength 5-5, no weakness, no muscle atrophy. Yes, full range of motion of the upper extremities, period, with no restrictions, period. Next paragraph, thoracic region, muscle stiffness in the lateral surface of the thoracic spine is present bilaterally. No tenderness to palpation of the thoracic spine, no step off, no crepitus. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, abdomen, non-distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles, or bulli. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is acute neck contusion. Assessment number two is acute back contusion. Assessment number three is motor vehicle collision. Today I give patients a consult for x-ray of the C-spine. You will return. I will contact him when this x-ray is resulted. You are sent home with Robaxin, 500 milligrams. You should take one at night. Next medication, Mobix, 7.5 milligrams. You would take one PO in the AM. He was given work excuse to return to work on 29-03-29-2025. He said his job entails lateral motion and is experiencing significant pain when he does that, and it has a safety risk at his job, period. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.